14.8 million American drivers say in the last 30 days they've gotten behind the wheel within an hour of using marijuana. Many just don't perceive it to be as dangerous as, say, driving drunk.
More than 95% of people were very aware that that was an extremely dangerous thing to do behind the wheel, but only 70% of Americans actually said that marijuana impairment offered those same kind of dangers.
Michael Blasky, a spokesman for AAA Northern California, which conducted the nationwide survey, says part of the problem is we really don't fully know how people who've used pot are impaired.
Someone who might be a very heavy user of marijuana could show no signs of impairment, but someone who's only used for the very first time might show, you know, limited marijuana in the blood, but they might show extreme impairment.
Another challenge, we have a set number that denotes too drunk to drive, but nothing like that exists for marijuana. For the most part, we're relying on law enforcement to use their own judgment.
Since 2013, actually, there's been more of a 30% increase in the number of drug recognition officers hired by law enforcement. And so you're seeing that kind of being used as a tactic to, you know, kind of combat this issue.
Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.